Andy, my point is just this. your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, then? Morning, everyone. Fuck yourselves. Poor quality, you know why? Because I'm not wearing my fucking makeup. These people are cunts. Everybody's a goddamn critic. Yes, I know. You know, if I said what I wanted to say, not a single one of you would be remaining watching this program. God, I look terrible, even with the pixelation. Well, I do have my makeup here. I look like a BG. Christ, I look very lesbian. Wasn't I banned before, Chris? How is that anything new to get banned? Oh, he's being sarcastic. Peppa, can you smear me? Peppa, can you smear me? Ouch, my vagina itches. Okay, I can fix the audio. I can move the audio up because that has nothing to do with my face. Hello, my face. Hi, Griseldard. Oh, you can call in then, right? Ustream has such a stick up its ass. Oh, my God, how much? Human Dog writes, hi, thanks for using Mogulus. Unfortunately, there's no way to disable the automatic moderation of the chat comments. On the other hand, we will soon be enable an option for the admins to moderate their chat. Best regards. Valentine DeCourt Beta. Program coordinator. Valentine, you're a traitor, you fucking booch. All this time you've been fucking spying, you goddamn idiot. You work for Modulus. I used to know a girl named Modulina. She was fat and stupid. Modulina. Beffy, Chrissy. She was a hillbilly. Beffy, Chrissy, and Modulina. They were the three hillbillies from Bloomington, Indiana. Beffy, Chrissy, and Modulina. She's called Modulina because her face looked modular. It wasn't really her name. What does? What sounds like a Smashing Pumpkins song? Modulina, like a module. Not Magulina. There's nothing wrong with that name. Modulina. Like modulation. Hello? Who the fuck cares where Andy is? People are people who hate people. Is the loneliest people. Not really. Listen, so I woke up and it was exactly 11 o'clock. And I see Cher is there and Griselda, so maybe we can have a little bit of fun. And leaving the licorice pirate is there. All these people who normally don't show up. And let's see, who else? All the usual people. Oh, Beryl Malding, BM. Beryl Malding is here. Hello, Beryl Malding. Can you hear me then? Can you hear me, Beryl Malding? Oh, hello. How are your mothball-smelling vaginal lips? I mean, lips. Sorry, I'm not even looking at the stream. Nobody told me, I guess, because I'm too fat. Should I try tuning up the quality a little or just listen? Should I just listen? I mean, should you just... Let's just leave it the same. No. There's my face. It's coming. Let me know when you can see my lesbian growths. Oh, I didn't even put the Chrysing makeup on. Lipstick on. Ugh. I can't use that. That's the one Hagatha used. Let's go get some of the lipstick. Don't look at my ass. Ugh. Christ. These fucking mini skirts. I feel like Lady Bunny with these goddamn poopsie outfits. How done? Don't look at the picture. It's boring. Oh, God. Talk amongst yourselves. Lapse faces. What am I looking for? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Do I look terrible? What else is new? All right. I need to just find the lipstick, and that'll be fine. Oh, my God, is my face bad. Oh, God, I never should have looked this close. Mama. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with my fat shape? Listen, I'm ugly and there's just not a way to get around it. All the makeup in the world ain't gonna make me fucking pretty. Shut up, Moopy. I don't need to hear you agree with me. Or you, my darling, sweet darling. I called Trotsky my lovey last night and I felt disgusted with myself. I wanted to burn my hands. Isn't that horrible? It's all Antivere's fault because she's a dirty whore. Dirty whore. Fuck you, I am too ugly. Where's Antivere? She's not there? Bitch. Antivere. Okay, hold on. I was just talking about you. You're making me cuss out my dog with stupid lovey wet language. You made me call him Lovey last night by mistake. I felt like fucking Thurston goddamn Howell, the turd. Turd stain Howell. Thurston Veblen. Okay, I'm almost ready for you all. Can you still see my gine? Let's turn the camera a little. I know you want to see me make my coffee. Isn't it clean today? House looks good, right? Can't see my pants and panties. Can you hear me then? Where's the doggy? Probably left him in my vagina eating my content out. If that makes any goddamn sense. Okay. Hello, I'm here. Griselda, tell me if the sound's right. I know you're into coffee and everything. Oh my god. Hello. People who fuck people. Hurry up. I need my goddamn coffee. See, when I scream at people this early, hurry. And then my cleft palate acts up. Oh, shut up. My cleft palate acts up. ACX. It's my cleft. I need to drink something cold, says Antivera. I'm getting to the point where I know what people are going to type, even without looking at the machine. Lapses. People who need prolapse are the ugliest people because their name is Cheryl M. Period. Can you imagine Cheryl's Anonymous? Only ugly people who were tan named Cheryl and are rude to people when they called her on their show. I didn't get a response from Rachel Cann. I guess I'll have to call her again. I may take off next week. I'm not sure. I have a lot of things to do with respect to, like, life in general. And I need to get some things done that have to happen. So, not that taking an hour a day to do this show really interferes with that, but it kind of does just because, you know, because I have to put on my fucking ugly-ass face. If I didn't have to wear this face, it wouldn't be so fucking bad. I hate my face. Why can't I just look ugly like a normal lesbian? Why do I have to have this beautiful fucking cunt face? Hello, Beryl Maudling. Did you hear that? Can you hear me then? All right, what do we have? Seeing men as a bunny makes me feel less bad about not cleaning mine. That's what I'm here for. But her face looks like fuck face. What, reporting on my rabbits and morning world changing enough for bicycle modeling? Oh, no, not bicycle modeling. This is too much for a Friday. Not bicycle modeling. This is too much. I'm sure that Bicycle Vera, my phone is making that fucking beep sound. Madge's neti pot. Good ideal. Now, I have a feeling that PNS Share went away. Nope, PNS Share is still there. I thought for sure that was PNS Share in disguise making such a comment. Oh my god. Any fun plans for the weekend? Yeah, well, I was thinking about it. Fisting your mother! How would that be for you? Oh, somebody just heard me. I heard the door slam outside. I live in a high-rise apartment. Let's see all these good questions. I did a neti pot this week. You people don't want me to do another neti pot, do you? Next week is Passover? No way. Is it for real? I will drink tea, though. I'm not even wearing my fucking headphones. No wonder things seem a little weird. Hello? I got a lesbian. I made you throw up? You must be skinny. Lucky. I think, you know, Griselda, are you going to call me now? Griselda. Cher, Griselda. Cher and Griselda. Yoo-hoo. And Zilla Taurus is on, too. Hold on. I gotta press my vagina button or else you'll sound weird. Hold on. Christ on a stick. As usual, you're wearing your headphones. Not wearing your headphones. Can you please put... Oh, hello. Excuse me. Hello. That's better.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you just wake up?
I just woke up, too. I'm really tired.
Me, too. I feel like a dirty, dirty asshole. How do you feel today?
I feel really fat.
Good. You know what? I got to tell you something. I feel fat, too, because I am, and I would be lying. Sorry, I got phlegm I can't clear. Oh, no, it's not phlegm.
Wow.
What? What?
Maybe you can go to my website and see lots of photos of me.
And I just posted Thus Spake Griselda the First on Insane Films.
Yeah, but I look really fat in that.
Michael Carino said you looked hot. Not everybody likes people that are... Oh, my God, so I was in my yoga class, and there was this total anorexic, like the kind you like. Like remember that picture of Mary Kunt and Ashley? When they were walking together from Starbucks, yeah. And they looked like they looked like two coat hangers standing together. Remember that picture?
Wow.
Well, yeah, but this girl looked like that. And then she.
Of course, it's all over my kitchen.
Huh? What do you mean?
It's hanging all over the place.
What?
The photo.
Oh, you really? How many? You need more than one copy of that photo to inspire you to be thin. It's not working. Listen, but here's the point. The point is, so we get to the yoga class, and this class is so good. I like it. I know I'm going to make Cher talk, but so she's so skinny, and like when she bent over. It looked like her. It looked like you could see so many bones that it almost looked like she instantly turned her backflip. You know what I mean? It was like she bent over. Like I saw her from behind because she was in front of me. She bends over forward, and then all of a sudden, when she's bent over, it looks like she's like on her back doing like a bridge pose because her body is so bony. And then the teacher says, "Is there anything special anybody wants to work on today?" And I've never heard anybody say anything at that point because, you know, it's just a courtesy question. She goes, "Hips." And I'm like, ugh. You know, hips.
That's funny.
That's all I see are your hips. It's so weird. And she had no idea. And she's like looking around like everybody thinks I'm pretty because I'm so blonde. And I wanted to vomit. What is that moong? What is this moong? Oh, somebody's calling. Oh, my God, it's Cher. Hold on. Hold on, Cher. Keep listening to yourself. I'm going to fix this. Hold on. Cher, how come every time I talk to you, you're listening to yourself? How?
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Cheris.
Hi, Cheris.
Griselda, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Say hello to Cher. She's a famous woman.
I love Cher.
Hi, Griselda. Bicycle Mark, if you think Griselda's so good looking, how come you never visited her the multitudes of times you were in New York? Huh?
Well, he's going to next time he comes.
Oh. And when would that be? He was intimidated. That's a bullshit excuse. You've never been intimidated to meet people. You meet people all the time. Maybe it's because it's bicycle modeling that's talking. How are you, Cher? It's been such a long time since we've spoken. How are you, darling?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm ugly and fat, and I wish I had...
Oh, no, you're not, honey. You're beautiful.
No, but my yogurt poses are getting better. I was able to reach my toes yesterday.
I knew, honey.
And I've lost about 4 pounds in as many weeks.
Nice.
That's pretty good, isn't
it's
that,
Griselda?
I'm sorry, Griselda, because I knew you haven't, MK.
Why are you so body dysmorphic or whatever that is, when you think you're fat but you're not? Why do you do that?
Griselda, that was for you.
What?
How come you're so body dysmorphic?
Yes.
Cher wants to know.
Why you're so
body dysmorphic. Mm-hmm.
I can't understand.
What?
She's a retorted, I think.
Hello?
Whoa!
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger.
She wants to know why you're so body dysmorphic.
Dr. Listwood.
I'm not. I'm fucking fat.
No. Will you turn down your headphones, for Christ's sake?
Sorry. Hang on.
She does this to me every time. That's better. Thank you for the vocoder.
Ew.
I was just... You know what, Cher?
Okay.
Yeah, what?
Is this better? Wait, shit.
My hit song, Believe.
Cher, you know, I bought this yoga record from 1972. I was waiting for you to do it with me.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, it's real good. It's got Barrel Modeling in it, too, I think. I think it's Barrel Modeling's radio, what do you call it, record label. Modeling's.
Do you remember Suzanne Powder?
Oh, my God, I loved her. My thighs don't rub together. My thighs don't rub together. I look...
She is back, and she has this yoga video called Trailer Park Yoga. And she does yoga in a trailer.
Really?
Yeah, and she has hair extensions, and she's a total dyke now, just like you, honey.
She was always a dyke. She had that bald head.
But now she's really full-blown. She's only munches box 24/7.
She's been through a mess since. Like, she wrote this book about how to not be an alcoholic without an alcoholic step program, and then she went and relapsed and killed 10 people or something, shit like this. And she's been to hell and back, that one. How much do you want to bet she's still a disaster?
I would bet my first son on it.
Do you want to bet? Do you want to? I thought you only have one son. Are you planning on having more? Are you going to Italy?
No, I have two. There's Elijah and Chazzy.
Do you like my lips today?
I love my son, Chazzy. Hey-oh! That's a lesbo joke.
What was the joke I missed? I was looking at my lips. I'm sorry.
What?
What was the lips joke? What was the joke about the lesbian?
It wasn't good.
But I didn't hear it. Madge, you look weird today. Who said that? People suck. Do I have to turn the quality down again?
Did they get it through? Let's all dance. Just like Wanda Wisdom. Oh.
Wanda might be coming here. You know, Wanda and Cheryl might be coming here this month. They need coaching.
Ooh,
they're,
really?
They're late. Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yoga. Don't you think
and
Wanda
you said I couldn't come?
What hurts?
What? I was going to say, don't you think Wanda could get really obsessive about yoga?
Griselda, they're not staying with me. But you can come here and stay with me if you want.
I know, but I was going to mid-February, and you told me not to.
Yeah, but that was mid-February.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's when I thought I was going to go to New York, and I canceled my trip to New York, so you can come.
Okay.
So come. I'll let you know. You want me to let you know when the Cheryl and the other thing are coming? Okay, I'll let you know.
They better not be coming on the last week of the month because we have special stuff to do for work that week.
Why? What do you got to do for work that week?
I don't know. We have some sort of meeting.
Is
I don't
it a
know
secret?
What it is, yet.
Is it about the iPhone?
Is it what?
Is it about the iPhone?
Maybe. I love my iPhone.
Is that why you got an iPhone? Because Starbucks gave it to you?
No, I got it for my birthday.
Listen, I have another question. Who do you think Beryl Maudling really is? Do you think it's B. Arthur?
No, I think it's Estelle Getty.
That's a good point.
I thought she was the only one left.
No, Bay Arthur's alive. Bay Arthur. Bay of Pigs. What, did my face start moving? Or is that just on my stream? You know, people get it. Oh, there goes. Hang on. Cher's back. Sorry, Cher. I didn't even notice you were gone. Just a sex cunt. Just a sex cunt. All right. Cher's back in the mix. Okay. Hi. Listen, who's the person here? Wanda's random dance party is the best thing ever. Okay. Jaime, you are slow. I know you sent me an Ethel Merman disco song, but I have the whole album on vinyl. I've had it and I've played it before, but thank you for that. I will play it when I need to play it. Fortunately,
he wants to know if I know the song Dear Old Stockholm.
What?
No. But I know this song. That's a hit song I made. Hello?
Okay, hello? So T-Mobile is sending me a new phone. I called them yesterday. They humped. And they said, all I wanted to know is, when does my contract end? Unfortunately, it doesn't end until November of 2009. And I said, are they prorating the contracts yet? I read they was maybe going to do that so you can get out of the contract and they'd prorate the fee. The lady says, no, that's something the government is considering doing for all phone carriers. It's not in effect yet, and it hasn't been ruled on yet. I said, oh, okay. She said, but we really like your business. How are you today, sir? Right, sir? So immediately I was a little bit dismayed, and I punched her virtually. What was I talking about?
Where did you punch her, honey?
In the vagina.
Yeah, you did.
So anyway.
Right.
So she says, but, you know, and I said, well, I really need to get my bill lower. And I saw they had this plan to get my bill lower by $20 with 1,000 minutes instead of 1,500, which would be fine because I only use 500 minutes or so a month because I hate everyone. I hang up on them and they can get fucked. I told her all this. She says, well, you know, we'd have to extend your contract to do that, but we have this thing where if you have the T-Mobile at home, they have special phones, and they said that we'll give you one for free since you've been a good customer. Whose echo is that? Nobody cares. Anyway, so they said, you've been such a good customer for 6 years. I said, give me something. So she said, well, we'll give you a phone, and a phone is a Wi-Fi phone, and when you're at home, it'll work on the internets. And try it first, and if it works, then you can pay $10 a month in addition to the $39.95, and you can call as much as you want. Anyway, the bottom line is I was able to get my – I didn't take that deal because I didn't want to take the $10 a month. What I want to know is, can somebody hack this fucking phone? It's called a Samsung Catalyst. If it has the capability to do Wi-Fi through a normal router, then it has to have the capability of doing Wi-Fi, you know, of like going through some other service that isn't T-Mobile. So somebody please hack a Samsung Catalyst. It's a new phone. I couldn't find a hack for it. Hello? People? Oh. Madge. Griselda? Cher?
What?
I'm here.
God, I really killed off everyone listening, didn't I? Jesus H. Cher, what's new?
Nothing.
You believe? When are we doing that? We still have to do our yoga video, don't we?
Yeah. I know.
I'm thinking not this weekend, but next, because this, you know, I've been doing, Terry Cosgrove is doing his spin classes over at the Cheetah Gym. And I have to run, and I think I told you what happened, the disaster that happened last week when I ran into somebody I hate naked. But that's another story.
A certain podcast?
And so, I'm just kidding. I don't hate that person. It was just a bad experience. And, yes, I do. But anyway, that class, the last day that Terry is substituting is tomorrow, so I got to go to it. And I just really don't want to have to. Anyway.
When is that class? Call me sometime when you don't have class.
You mean like on the regular phone? Why?
Lesbians just have no sense of humor.
You didn't mean it. I don't get the joke. I got an email from Mogulus, Chris Weigel. Vote for Mogulus on the 2008. I should vote for them. Why does everybody want me to fucking vote for them? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Webware Awards, Bloghouse TV at South by Southwest. My favorite, current favorite, Mogulus, Robert Scoble, March 2008, fast. Nah, I just ran out of throat. Griselda, are you there?
Yeah, unfortunately. Well,
talk to Cher. Ask her questions, please. Griselda, please ask something to share. Please?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Share, what's your favorite food?
Taco night.
Where?
Taco night.
Where? Where?
Like, do you like Dirty Sanchez?
On my tacos? I like
Cher, did you do yoga today?
No, not yet. Did I like free mustache rides?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Licorice Pirate was HIV positive. She said so in the chat. That's very revealing of you. So what's this? I'm just going to hit my head on the mic like an autistic. Cher, I noticed you were well featured in the Oscars on the retrospectives. You were on like all the retrospectives.
I won an Oscar, honey.
Are you a retrosexual? How down?
Yes.
Oh,
honey, cut that out.
I did cut it out. I cut the cheese out.
Yeah, you did. Did you?
What about your giant?
You sharded it.
Shard it like it's a fish.
Some particulates come out of there, honey.
Shard it like it's a fish raping you. That's what they said at the Lilith Fair back when. You know what? I'm gonna move. I need to change positions.
Hello.
Hello. Are you in the vocoder, Cher?
I'm in a cave.
How do you do that? I thought you have to do that in post. How did you, are you getting technologically and lesbonic for me?
Oh, no, we just have this cave over here.
Gabe?
Jamie, you're boring. How about that? Maybe if you're bored, that means you're boring.
Maybe get fucked.
Hi, May.
Need to get fucked. Jesus Christ. I am boring. I just fucking woke up.
What do you want from us?
You know, I could turn on the yoga record, but I just don't. Oh, look, I'm doing a... Look, I was doing a yoga pose and I didn't realize it.
Don't poop yourself, honey. You just woke up and you had espresso. Don't poop.
No, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play the yoga now because that would kill me right now. Look, oh no, now I got to get up. Chris Weigel, hold on. The phone's ringing. Hold on. Hold on. I got to mix you in with the chair.
Okay.
Hold on. Why isn't this working? Hold on. Oh, fuck. Hello?
Hi.
Wait a sec, cunt. Why isn't it working? Hold on. Chris?
Yes?
It's not letting me put you together. Let me call you right back.
Okay, okay.
Damn it. Okay, hold on. I'm going to add Chris this way. It won't let me add. Will it not let me add more than, it won't let me add, anyone else on the program.
Want me to leave, honey?
No.
Do you want to hang up with me and call Cher?
No. Chris can wait. Chris, I can't. Should I hang up on one of them, or should I just, make you just deal with it? He's my producer. He's like Baba Booey, except without the audience. Is he there? Oh no, I don't see any check. Did you see Chris answer? Because I can't see the check.
Yeah,
on
he
my
said
screen.
He'll do the wrap up show.
Okay, the wrap ups. My God, oh my vagina hurt.
She's Sheldon. Oh, I mean Griselda.
Yeah.
Shit. Sorry. Whatever your name is.
Her name is Griselda.
Griselda.
No.
Are you running a lot? Are you training?
Yeah, I'm a tranny.
No, are you training, honey? For a run?
Yeah, there's a six-day race coming up.
Is that like the six-day war in Israel?
Yes. And okay. I'm supposed to do a 100-miler in April.
Do you have to? Are there going to be any suicide bombers?
Yes.
Okay.
How can you possibly be fat then?
She is. She weighs 159 pounds. She's technically overweight, right?
Actually, I'm not that fat.
You mean you lied about your weight? See, when I start calling her fat, then she defends herself from being fat. Isn't that weird?
I'm fat. I'll find out what my BMI is. I've never weighed this much my whole life.
What's your BM?
Yeah, what's your BM?
I'm looking it up right now.
Know your BM.
Is it chunky?
Bowel movement. Thank you, Vera.
Uh-oh, I'm almost overweight.
You told
me
yesterday.
I'm 24.7.
Oh, and 25 is overweight.
Yeah.
Why aren't you? I'm disappointed.
Where are you? Is there a calculator?
You told me you were overweight the other day. You lied to me.
I was, because I was having my period.
Does your period make you gassy, honey, and cranky?
It makes me bloated.
I'm going to calculate my BMI.
Go ahead.
To
we'll wait.
Move on.
What?
I need a love to feel strong.
Oh, I love that echo chamber. You know what, Chris? You could co-host. We could try that miserable disaster again. You want to co-host? Who wants to co-host? We could try that. Well, okay. It probably will crash your machine. That's true. But do you believe in life after lips, Cher?
I do, honey.
You believe in life after lips?
After Leo. What's your BMI, honey?
Mine? 1,000.
Hey, Griselda, what's yours?
24.7.
What's yours, Cher? Yours is probably like, I'm guessing 19.
No, it's not, honey.
What is it?
I have a nice, wait, let me see here, compute.
Mine used to be 19.
I love this body dysmorphia day on Yeast Radio. Moopy wants to know when you're coming to Griselda. When you're coming to New Zealand, Griselda.
Coming to where?
New Zealand.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of Sri Chinmoy people that live there, though, so you could hang out with them.
Well, you know, Griselda, I was reading yesterday. Have you heard about this run, the Stilettos run they do in Amsterdam every year?
I have.
You've heard of it? They had it yesterday.
There's a great picture of it.
Yeah, I saw it. You should do that next year. You can stay with Bicycle Mark and have sex with him. Not really. But I'm sure he'll let you stay with him.
Okay.
Make sure to wear your...
I invited you to Bicycle Mark's house. Is that okay, Mark? Yes, he said. Actually, he didn't say anything. But...
You can play basketball in Easy Spirits.
Oh, wait a second. That check is behind, too. Why does my check disappear after a while? I'm so behind on my vaginal lips. Okay. Hello?
Lips.
Cher, when do you teach the next yoga class that's not in the private place? Do you teach it in the park ever?
You know, I want to do an outdoor class on Sundays.
Where?
At the beach? It'll be, if it happens, and this is just an idea, and I don't know if it's going to happen yet, but it'll be 11 o'clock at Belmont Harbor.
That'd be perfect. On Saturday?
At the tail.
Saturday?
It would be Sunday if I do it.
Okay.
That reminds me, I'm going to email right now about that.
When, but you're going to wait till it gets a little warmer, no?
Yeah, that'll be like Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
So, ending weather.
So I'm a little worried because, you know, I'm going to Ecuador, Peru, and Colombia. It looks like the closest they've gotten to civil war in that area in a long, not civil war, but it's basically sounding like it's forming into a proxy war, like Vietnam, Iraq, Korea. So, what I finna do about that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Of course I'm gonna go. It's paid for. I wouldn't skip that trip. I went to Israel in 1982, I think it was, when we landed the plane the same day Israel bombed Lebanon. There was not a single tourist in the north area. We stayed at this hotel by the Sea of Galilee. We were the only people there, and they had a huge buffet table, and we were the only people that ate it. That's how I learned to be obese. Okay. I look
Griselda.
Like a lampshade.
Griselda.
Granny Titties on.
This thing on?
Granny Titties are there. Granny Titty. Hey, what happened to Mrs. Slocum? Or, I mean, whoever that latest incarnation is of that. I haven't seen her online in ages. I have a feeling she's one of these weird people. Hmm?
Hey, Griselda.
Uh-huh. Thought so.
Yeah?
Granny T.
You live in New York City?
That still leaves the question of barrel modeling open.
Yeah?
I'm going to put this under my vagina. Go ahead and talk.
Where do you run in New York City to train?
Talking to my cunt.
Well, I have a treadmill in my house. I run down Ocean Parkway a lot, and I can go to Prospect Park, or I can go to the boardwalk at Coney Island.
Yes.
Hello.
I'll go down your boardwalk.
Okay.
Oops.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, you should play that music again.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Not that the show isn't extremely entertaining without it. Look at this.
Ben, honey, I don't know about everyone else.
Oh, wait, I can't show my lips.
I have really bad audio.
It sounds fine to me. Are you
really?
Audience having bad audio?
I can't hear you guys very well. Maybe it's my earphone.
Are you having bad audio, audience?
I'm having horrible audio. I can't hear you guys.
Can't you do something with that iPhone?
Please don't do that.
Well, you should be able to do something with your iPhone. You have, it's fucking $600. It should be able to do something about your audio. Can't you listen to this program on the iPhone?
It's only $400.
I need somebody to hack this.
Jaime, you're boring.
Samsung.
Think of him.
Can somebody hack the Samsung now that. Samsung Catalyst.
Hack is Samsung. God, how many times did you have to ask? Sorry, honey.
Samsung, I was trying to remember the specific model. Catalyst. Ryan was here. She doesn't work for Robert anymore. They fired her, and they fired Irina. They fired everyone. And they're all at South by Southwest now, aren't they? Well, I know Irina is. Skletsky. Are Jay and Ryan at the South by Southwest, like, thing? God damn it. What in the Christ is going... Ah, fuck me. Hello, Barry Maudling.
Please don't worry about it.
Let's see. Ryan was in the check today. Where? But she's not anymore? I can't hear the stuff Madge is saying. Griselda, if you can't hear me, then I'm going to have to hang up. And you'll have to try back.
Okay.
Oh,
I just,
can't hear
you know,
me,
Jamie's saying I'm boring and
I can't hear what's going on. You're not boring, honey. He is.
Well, talk about something like Starbucks. That's fascinating.
I'll just hang up.
Okay, but...
do you want to try and call me back?
Yes. But I'll try and call you back, but not right away, because I want to talk to Chris first, because I want to see what he wants, and then I'll call you back.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, my lesbian itch.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, let me try and put this Chris Weagle on now. I'm doing it via remote desktop. I hate to say this, but I didn't pay for this software. I may have stolen it accidentally.
Maybe that's why it crashes so much, Henny.
If I crash my software after life. Hello?
Hello. How?
Is this Chastity? Okay. You two, I need you two to talk in amongst each other because I have to put my pants. I need to put some pants on.
How?
I'm really getting tired.
How? Share.
Yes, Henny.
How's your chin?
My what?
Chin.
It's fine.
I heard you had some work done on your chin recently.
Really?
Yes.
I cannot confirm nor deny that allegation.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of the Patrick Swayze situation? Tragedy, yes?
How do you think I feel, honey?
I'm amazed you're on the show today. It's a real sign of strength and courage, really.
It is. Patrick Swayze will be missed.
Oh, definitely.
Did you know that Steve Jobs had pancreatic cancer?
But he got the cure.
I know, because he's rich.
Robert Scoble and Steve Jobs went in together on that, because Robert Scoble had incurable colon cancer, and then he was licked by Dave Weiner, and it cured him.
Oh.
I don't know if you know these names. Because they're very important people, very important individuals.
I don't know any of those people, honey. I'm just Cher.
Cher, any new poses, Cher? Any new yoga poses?
Jesus. It's called, She's Like the Wind Asana.
Uh-huh.
Whose Asana hurts?
You take a real Jewy lady with a crooked nose.
Yeah.
You lift her up into Cher. And then you put her in a corner.
This is a Jew asana? You got to be strong to do a Jew asana, though. Right? Cher.
What?
I said you got to be strong to do a Jew asana.
Nuking my ass.
Cher. Cher, you'd be real proud of me when you see.
I won't believe I'm on better things too, bro. Good sound.
Cher.
What, honey?
When are you going to come over for during my program again next so we can do yoga
Let's do it soon.
I want to show you how much I've improved.
I'm sure you have.
I don't
know. Jeans, honey. Are those stretch?
They're elastic. Super elastic bubble plastic. Listen, Chris, do you think I should take off my show next week in order to prepare for my next life or no?
Yes, because I'll be working most of next week.
Okay.
I won't hear any of it.
Okay, so no Yeast Radio next week.
So all this best of next week.
Excuse me?
Chris, what do you do?
Chris Crocker will be hosting next week.
He masturbates my vagina on Thursdays.
Oh, really? With two fingers and an up and down fashion?
Oh, let me get my hand downstairs. Ouch.
You squirt all over.
Oh, look, I'm doing a frog position.
Oh, that's a good one for your hips.
The lesbian gene.
I couldn't believe they'd made us do that fucking frog position. I smelled more vagina than I smelled in a goddamn sardine pit.
Helps.
Fire.
They make you, like, open your... Can you do that where you have to actually open your hips completely? Like, I can't do it, Cher.
That one's hard. It does
like,
hurt.
You have to, like, go, ah. Yeah, <that's laughs> and then the lady, the teacher, Jack
Ooh,
Abramoff.
Mary.
She said, don't pop your connector. She said, I popped my connector and it took a year to fix. I don't even know what a connector is. Do you, Cher? Do you believe
no,
in
it? It sounds real dirty, though.
That's true.
It's very fragile.
I'm a connector in some ways.
It's cartilage, not bone. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. Well, Granny Teeny, it's nice. What?
Oh, I just wanted to talk to Chris.
Go ahead. Talk to Chris.
Sure.
What do you do, honey, for a living?
What do I do? I do video production. I do animation video production.
Neat.
Right now I'm teaching children in the barrio how to do videos.
What age?
At the moment, seventh graders and also college students at another school.
You don't,
how do you like teaching those kids?
You don't.
Carols.
You don't teach like the way Cher teaches, do you?
How does Cher teach?
With a dash of love and a whole heaping teaspoon of better now.
Why are you like, excited, Griselda?
Like, do you use, like, a flute in front of the kids? Like, do you play a flute in the classroom, or...?
I'm a trained skin flautist.
Or, like, an auto harp?
Jew's harp. A Jew's harp, I think.
What? Jew's harp.
A Jew's harp. I like how everybody made such a fuss when I told them I'm not broadcasting next week. Griselda writes,
we know you're
OMG, OMG, I'm excited.
Well, they have Scoble's Fast Company show to tune into next week.
I think they know you're fishing for them to...
Stop, get out of my penis. See, I like being on the floor because Trotsky's able to be more integrated. Don't you like that?
Closer to the urine.
Yeah, but the nice thing about being a slob, did you see how easy it was to find my pants?
Oh, yeah. You just stick right to the wall.
Yeah, I've got a gig to go to. Pod Show hooked me up with a huge national sponsor, and I'm filming a national ad campaign. Yeah.
Madge is going to be a guest judge on America's Next Top Model next week.
That's
she
right.
She won't be here.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the next spokeswoman for Porcelana Beauty Cream.
Oh, here we go.
Got you real myself. He'll be hungry thoughts.
Can you see my lips move under my skin? Look, I'm pumping my lips. Out. I'm trying to queef.
2 minutes until the view starts.
Vera. Do you know how you really know how to make me angry, don't you? A view countdown is the best place on earth, the best way to make this lesbian angry. God.
Chris, do you like Detroit?
Oh, I love Detroit. I was in a Delray neighborhood yesterday after teaching the children, and we were chased by a number of large men.
Are you being sarcastic?
I wasn't chased, but I was accosted three different times in the span of 10 minutes.
Are you talking about Big Sir?
I was asked if I was working for the city. I said I had to explain, no, I'm just taking photos for children.
Are you talking about Big Sir?
I'm talking about Delray.
Where's
in
a
Mexican town in southwest Detroit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Big Sir, because that sounds like a bunch of Big Sirs.
Oh.
Man, bit of blame it have.
Cher, where are you? Are you in Chicago? I don't even know where you are.
I'm like 4 blocks away from where Madge lives.
She lives literally down the street from Maze.
And you didn't come into the studio today.
Yeah.
I have Epstein-Barr, and it kicks in every now and then.
Oh.
Not.
I have to be around a bed.
I'm here for meaning.
For
prevents train riding, yeah, for train trust.
Okay. Granny Teedy is climaxing? Wait a second. I'm losing context. Trotsky's on the computer. Granny Teedy says when she puts that skinny white bitch in her place, that's when I climax again and again.
Have you
Granny
heard about having, like, the lesbian gaze show? You were talking about that the other day, the gaze, right? The lesbian version of The View, or the gay version of The View? Someone was talking about
that. Oh, Andy Vera was talking about that.
Andy Vera, yeah. Are you going to have that, host that in your studio there, in your apartment?
She already, no, she's part of it. Somebody else is hosting, but she's not paying attention because she's watching The View. And watching is ever so much more important than participating for Andy Vera.
Chris, would you ever want to move out of the...
Big fatty shows, she says.
Why, do you have anything waiting for me? Do you have like a crop duster waiting for me?
Yeah.
Are you gonna do a show today, Vera, or did you do one yesterday?
I'll dust your crap, Chris.
Why do you ask?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Why didn't she ask?
I'm like a dump.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Detroit.
Stop licking
like a dump.
Detroit is like a post-apocalyptic nightmare city. It was voted the most miserable city in America, according to, I think, Fortune magazine a couple weeks ago.
You know, Detroit, I was reading, you know, you're the center of the universe right now, because now all of a sudden, I guess you're going to have another primary, and so is Florida.
I think we're going to have a caucus, yeah.
Cock and cunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's fun, isn't it?
I think John McCain was the one who came here and told everyone that our jobs are gone, they're not coming back, and go to hell, basically.
You know, he has the ugliest ass I have ever seen on a human being, including fat people, including people with double beavers.
You just imagine him and Bush when they hug, but without shirts on.
Yeah, but he is so cancer-faced, and I really hope he dies.
Like Velcro.
I really hope he dies before the erection, but he hasn't even picked a running mate yet. Oh, who cares? This is making me sick.
Strip club DJ knows about coming into Detroit. Yeah, I was right near the Ambassador Bridge, right where it left off yesterday, in the rough neighborhood.
Did you guys hear on Democracy Now when they listed the music that they played to torture people in Abu Ghraib? And one of the songs was Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, and another one was the Meow Mix commercial. Seriously.
I love that song.
Meow, meow,
did they play
meow,
video
meow,
with
meow.
It
didn't, no, this is just music, I'm pretty sure. It's on yesterday's, they have the transcript online usually, so it's probably on there.
Oh, I haven't seen that episode yet.
Did they
play the songs on Democracy Now?
No.
Like during the break, you know, during the breaks there?
Yeah. Yeah, they played the Kimya Dawson remix.
But we can't afford health care.
Many a boy worries about this. This is normal. Please don't worry about it, and
he's
not able
to
be concerned about
school,
outside of the
pen.
That way, we'll
that?
Not be able to have
Please
any
don't
children.
Don't
worry about
but
it.
Yeah,
a boy
to,
should
our,
be assured early
in college here, Detroit,
that it's normal for him
school,
to have a
I,
penis.
They gave me
Please
an
just
degree,
remember they're
they
normal,
me.
And don't let them upset you.
And video.
She is not sick.
All the malls
in Detroit
are military.
Please don't be concerned. And I said, that's perfectly normal. Please don't
by
worry
side, you
about
sit
an unwanted
town,
right. felt much
McCain.
Easier once you were assured that this
Even
is a perfectly normal
the midgets like a glove with rough around the edge, slippy hands, sticky fingers, abortion, sex
Please
fun.
Please treat them kindly, but firmly.
McCain's going to get a significant
treat
percentage
them with
of the
respect.
Vote.
He may even be
one of the
somewhat
racist
awkward
areas
in
the nation.
At this time, and this too is perfectly normal.
Oh, me so prolapse, oh, me.
Sorry, I was playing some sound effects. That's what I was doing.
I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Sudden fright.
Okay,
tight
yeah, I've been over there, yeah.
Prolonged bicycle or horseback
it's a bit
ride
different.
Can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be
so
very
we just
embarrassing.
Start the wrap-up channel? What are we doing?
Sudden...
No.
Sudden fright.
We keep going something...
Cher, have you ever gotten an erection while horseback riding?
Yeah, I used to bareback horse ride.
Girl.
Grind my noonie into the horse.
How come you were going to say coos and then you changed it to
me
noonie?
A clit boner.
Cloner?
Please don't worry about it and correction. Don't be concerned about the size of the penis. It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
It's
please
with the
don't
erection
worry
won't go away,
about an unwanted
and it has
pregnancy.
Like a clear viscous fluid on the outside.
Now that's a priapus. Mm-hmm. Priapus. Priapus.
32 viewers today, bicycle modeling.
Priapus.
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 Imagine you had a collapse.
No, I'm not. I'm feeling really good, actually.
Oh.
I like this position. I know you're anxious to do the wrap-up show. Did you figure out how to... Did you get the computer working, Chris?
I can run it through Mogulus, but I can't run it through Ustream.
No, you can. Didn't you see the tip I gave you? That tip works.
I haven't done that yet, though. I've got too much stuff running right now. I don't want to restart the computer. I don't want to do anything.
You don't have to restart anything. All you have to do is go to that folder. Before you quit your browser, you go into the folder.
Right.
It's called whatever your user directory
Macromedia.
Is.
Yeah.
Whatever your user directory is, with the little housey on it.
Yeah, right.
Library, preferences, Macromedia, Flash Player. Everything in there needs to be deleted. Then you go into uterus. Then you go into your business with the Ustream, and it'll work.
All right, I'm doing
but you
that
have
right
to do
now.
That every time you restore it. You can go ahead and take over the stream see if it works.
I think I need to purchase 2 MacBook Airs to make this work.
Oh God! You know what? I'm so broke right now, and it's the only time I want to buy crap. Not really. I want to all the is when I'm broke.
Because you spend all your money on circus peanuts.
I look at all. I love circus peanuts. Stop! You mean those orange things?
Yeah.
Oh, me and Gussie used to eat those. Those were my favorites. She would buy them when she'd pick me up from the airport, and I'd eat the whole bag. That's why I was huge. Still am. Vera, I'm going to murder you. Do you hear me? This is a threat of murder. She says, buy gold. Loveys, my little loveys, my little loveys, my little loveys. Get fucked. How about that, loveys? Get fucked, loveys. You should let me do an opener for your show. I'll, like, pretend to be you. Hello, my darlings, my darling loveys. Fuck you! Don't listen to me anymore. I'm a whore. Fuck you, loveys. This is fucking Thurston Christing fuck Howell, lovey. Bitch.
Ooh. How do you do the invite co-host thing? I did that. I'm back on the East Radio page.
Who wants to co-host? You want to be my co-host? We're going to try it?
Yeah, well, where's the prompt?
Okay, wait. I have to launch co-host first. Oh, down. Okay, it says invite viewers. Okay, I have invited. It says awaiting co-host viewers requests. I'm waiting. Come on.
I don't do
something.
There it is. All right.
Press the button.
That's it.
Okay, yes. Like
Jennifer the retard is coming.
It's going to crash right here.
I accepted, but I don't see nothing. Audience, do you see something?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. It says join as co-host.
Can you hear me? Well, you can hear me all right.
Can you hear me then? I think I see.
Do I need... Oh, there it goes. It just crashed everything.
Oh, that's great. Well, that was fun. Does anybody else want to try co-host request?
I'll try.
Anybody else tired of watching the show, Grim?
Anyone else on AOL?
Yeah, but you know what? You're also talking to me on Skype. I don't think... Maybe that's why it's fucked. Because you're on Skype as well.
It doesn't matter. It's not going to work.
No.
Hello.
Oh.
Cher?
Yeah.
I don't see nothing. I see an empty box. Does anyone see Cher on the stream?
Oh, no, you won't see me. I don't have a camera.
Oh, well, let me turn on the... But I already hear you then. What's the fucking point?
I don't know. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, it was a riot. Okay, well, I closed it. Maybe Chris will try again without Skype. Oh, wait, I could bring Griselda back. Let's see. That's my stomach. What are you talking about? What's my stomach? Griselda, you know I only wear 2 pairs of pants. This one and the other one. The one I got at Yellow Rat Bastard when I was with you. Let's see. Let's put Griselda back in. Griselda. Griselda. Andy never listens to this show anymore, at least not visibly, because he hates us. Actually, he's probably out walking while he listens to podcasts. That's a good thing.
I'm so proud of him.
I am too. Isn't that great? And we have, it's really thanks to Texifornia. Oh, now it's letting me put all four of you on.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Turning up. Okay, there we go.
Listen.
Oh, my God. The audio's good.
Hooray. Do you believe in life after lipes, Griselda?
I have really good news, you guys.
What? You lost half an ounce?
I just took a huge shit, but I have a job interview on next Friday.
Okay, Mark. You're not allowed to say that. Oh, you mean for a promotion, right?
Yeah.
Mark, can you talk? Mark.
Mark. Mark.
I can hear you, but it sounds like you sound barely anything, but it's working. I only hear you. I don't see you, Papa. Why don't I see you?
I'll click on this. Okay.
Your vagina hurts? You don't have a vagina.
Okay, now there's two boxes.
Okay, boxes. Can you people hear him too, audience?
I can't hear him.
Yeah, but that's because you're not hearing this. Oh, that's a problem, though, because you have only hear him. Granny Teedy hears you. Oh, there he is. Look. It works.
I feel like Jennifer the retard.
Put your oxygen in. Look,
he's position, Starbucks,
look at how he's looking at my ass. Do you see that? He's just looking at my ass. Or can you see where...
I can't see shit.
Can you see where I position him on the screen? Is that where he is, or is it just wherever the user positions him on the screen? You don't see him? I see him. I don't understand this. Anyway.
I think now we're supposed to play a country music song and wait for the people to roll in.
You hear him? Oh, and Griselda says is doing it too. I
can't see him.
I don't think...
Oh, you can't? Oh.
Griselda, I don't think it'll work for you unless you hang up on Skype, because I don't think it does both.
Oh, okay. I'll just quit.
Which? Oh, it says you're on air now. Now do you see Bicycle Mark? I have to push it. It says push it back out.
How?
You see him?
I can look down at your arse.
Floating Steve Jobs head.
Yeah. How come is everything black except your face? What's going on with you?
Yes.
Are you goth now? Are you going goth? Are you going to yoga tonight?
Always goth.
With Gay and Gabe?
No, Gabe B canceled because Zolo is too busy.
Doing what?
I don't know. Taking his bath. Maybe I should reduce the quality.
Why? What's
so
wrong? It looks fine to me.
It's not. There's nothing wrong. It's all perfectly normal.
Yeah, except it's barely moving. You know, I think I have to reduce the quality on my end. Let me see this.
Please don't worry.
This is so fascinating. I love technology shows. I love when shows are all about technology. Is that better for people? I think so. Who it belong to? Who it belong to? Okay, now Griselda, can you hang up? Do you have a webcam on your thingy or no?
Yeah, I do.
Can you hang up from Skype, quit Skype, and then try it, the co-host thing?
Please, don't rub it raw.
Thanks.
Here, I'll turn on a light. I'll turn on a light.
No, it's okay. I don't mind it.
Don't use a paper towel or other abrasive
surface. Just making conversation. Looks
clean
like
block.
You're trying to censor your ass, Madge. Right.
There we go.
Okay. Oh, wait, Griselda's coming.
Circular motion.
Accept. Show preview. Push on it. Oh, look, I see Griselda, too. Do you see her?
Please don't build up a callus.
Look, this is great. I see all of us. Hi, Griselda. It's Griselda without facial features. Oh, wait, let me turn on her audio. Hold on.
Like we're in an Apple keynote.
Story.
I can't turn on her audio, though, but I see her. Oh, vagina. I think it has to feel like it's going to crash any minute now. It's doing that thing. You know how you can kind of tell? Oh, wait. Now she's moving. She's moving.
Hello.
Hi. Griselda, oh, I hear you.
I'll pass you a mug.
Griselda, can you
don't
say...
Don't be afraid to sit on a phone book.
I have a mug next to me.
Oh, my God. This is working. This is amazing.
Here, take this.
It's all working.
Oh, it's an iPhone.
Bitch.
There it is.
Oh, look, AT&T. Wow, you can spy on people now. Congratulations.
Very good. Here you
go. Let's talk about the new SDK.
Talk about the new SDKs, Griselda's.
There we go. You got mine.
Ouch. Talk about the new SDK.
Nice. I mean, yours.
The SDK is perfectly normal.
This should be getting us more audience. We have three different people here. We're talking about interesting things, technology.
Three different parts of the country and world.
Hey, Chris, you know what I've noticed? Each time I have Robert Scoble on the show, you know, I ping whichever post we're talking about on his blog. Yeah. He does accept the ping.
My camp is fine.
Of course.
My
That's how we got 18,000 friends. An AOL friend list.
What, Griselda?
Blurry.
Griselda, what?
Yeah, her cam is blurry.
Her can?
If your thigh's callous, please don't panic.
Cialis. I love how now we have all these people on.
Perfectly normal.
As typical for technology shows, now that we have all these people on, we've gotten the technology taken care of. We have absolutely nothing to talk about.
It'll taste like salt. This is perfectly normal.
Something's happening.
What's happening?
Griselda, you're metamorphosizing.
I am.
You look so huge.
Maybe it's...
Let's see your stomach, Griselda.
Me moving my camera, I'll change it.
Can you show us your stomach? I want to see how fat you are. Can you stand up?
Oh, wait, I think I can make it better. There we go. My God.
Can you stand up? I need to see how fat you are. Griselda. Can you stand up? I don't think she can hear me.
I thought we were going to talk about Kim Jong-il.
Is he dead?
He's here.
Griselda.
He's in the check.
How come she can't hear me? Is she gone?
Yeah. He's still here.
But why can't she hear me?
She turned down her stream audio.
Griselda.
Should I write her a note?
Yeah. Tell her I'm asking to her.
Me or Madge?
Griselda, can you hear me?
That was like Silent Dyke. Hello?
Mark, ask if she could... Oh, Cher's still there, too. Cher, are you still there?
I was away for a bit, and I...
Were you playing with me?
Nancy Vera, can you call in?
What does that say?
Okay, I hear.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, can you stand up and show me your fat?
Please. I guess so.
Okay, let's see how fat you are. We need to test this.
Panda's show-off.
We want to see this dysmorphia of... This is really bad for the podcast audience.
Okay, so here's my arms.
What?
Wow, bingo wings. Okay, let's see let's see your body though.
Oh, I have to describe that for the podcast audience.
Oh yeah.
He's hugging on.
I don't want to show my body. It's really gross.
It is not.
But some Bugs Bunny makes a muscle and it goes down.
I should spice this up for the podcast audience. It's all
Of course, you have to use the worst. You have to use.
Her skin.
Is this Scoble show?
You're making an ass out of you.
Okay, maybe. How come you use the most unflattering camera angle possible, and then you pull every bit of loose bariatric surgery?
Show you guys that I'm fat.
Please don't squeeze it.
Man.
Perfectly normal.
Oh, look, my cat wants to be on the show,
Please don't rub it.
Do you know Andy Melton exercised more last week than you? Oh, Penelope. Look, it's Penelope. Hi, Penislope. Penelope the cat. Penelope.
Please use a thick Vaseline.
Please don't refer to it as Vaseline.
Again, for the podcast audience.
I'm 18%.
This is going to make the podcast audience like Matt. I'm going to get really angry letters from Matt Burgess. Because he's in Australia, he can never watch.
This is going to get us on the front page of Pod Show.
Ah, right. No, did I talk about this? How that Reaching for Lucidity animated adventure thing that I was in? That I did a voice
on
for
page.
It was so bad. Everybody I showed it to said, oh my God, this is the worst thing I have ever seen in and all of podcasting. I mean, it was unanimous. I mean, it was like this hard, like somebody got a hold of some animation software on BitTorrent and felt compelled to use it. So they created this horrible show. And it was so bad that even Adam Curry refused to do his voiceover for it because he had a voiceover. I, on the other hand, went ahead and did it, but I changed the lines. They gave me long lines that were really, it was about my uterus. And I just changed the line to, the first one was some long thing like blah, 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 blah. I just changed it to, what's this piece of shit?
You're competing against the Panis right now, Madge.
Oh.
How much did they get paid for that animation program? Like 80 grand?
How much does the program cost?
Yeah. How much did Pod Show pay for it?
I don't know if Pod Show paid for it at all. I don't know. I don't know how.
Oh.
I don't know if it was an official Pod Show thing or not. But if it sucked, chances are my vagina itches. I'm not going to finish that sentence. But somebody else is free to.
Well, I know that that guy's going to be at SXSW, Mark.
Well, he's a
SXW.
Well, you know, Pod Show really discovered that guy because you know what he did before he made those. Podcast. He was
masturbated.
No, he rented tuxedos. He worked. He worked at a tuxedo store. Isn't that amazing? Somebody can be working.
So does he animate wearing a tuxedo?
Yeah.
That's his gimmick. Like Robert Scoble's gimmick is he's fat.
Right, and Griselda's is that she can.
True.
Is she's fat.
So she has the ability to morph. Her stomach.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching Paula Deen right now. That's how fat I am.
Who's Paula Deen?
You know the
You don't know who Paula
woman.
Deen is, honey.
Who the fuck
that
is Paula Deen?
She's like a B. Arthur woman.
No, she's on the Food Network.
Is that the Barefoot Contessa?
No, but she's like the Southern favorite. Version of that. She's real fat.
I don't watch the fucking Food Network.
I do, honey. I love it. My
it looks like you're heaving on the floor visually.
I am, because I saw Griselda's blubber. Whale blubber.
Please don't call it blubber. Please don't refer to
what
it
am I
going to
do? I so.
Please don't rub it.
Let's see. Today I have to mail stuff. I have some mail stuff to the Channel Islands.
Please, just blot it.
And I haven't seen Andy Melton on the show all week, and I have some things to mail to him, but I'm not going to mail them until he comes on my show.
What are you mailing him?
I have a webcam and something that it's a secret, but it's going to make him look more attractive on his video blogs.
What, a haircut?
Like a jumper?
I'm not going to say.
A parachute?
I'm not going to say. It's a beauty. It's kind of a beauty tip in a box. But he doesn't get it until... I had to make him promise not to open the box in front of his parents.
Does he do anything in front of his parents?
Granny Teedy says, eat me. Granny Teedy, Granny Teedy, Granny Teedy. Granny Teedy, Granny Teedy, Granny Teedy.
Please don't call it a Granny Teedy.
Granny Teedy, Granny Teedy, Granny Teedy. Remember Granny's?
Perfectly normal.
My sister from Granny Teedy.
I used to live in a town called Evansville, Indiana, and they had a place called Grandy's. Because they couldn't... It was a restaurant called Grandy's for Southern food, and people were so illiterate down there, they can't even spell Granny's. They spelled it Grandy's. Madge,
you gained a lot of weight
tell
there.
Mark to show his... Shut up, Hyman. God.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess it's time to end the show then, huh? It's getting kind of boring for a change.
Yeah.
Just now. Just now it's getting boring.
They're going to find you like that. Just
oh, by
the
way,
floor in the film.
Okay, I'm going to be off for a week, and I need people to know, if you go to yeastradio.com, there's a PayPal button. I need money. I need money, and I need to buy tapes. This is my birthday month, as it is for Griselda's. I need presents. She's gotten already an iPhone.
My
she
birthday
is
next Wednesday.
Yeah, get off your asses. Yeah.
But I listed three things on my... and don't just get the cheapest thing, which is the Matthew Barney book. I don't want that. I want the most expensive thing on my list. But more importantly, I need $500 from everyone.
So she can go to Aldi.
Bye. When is my birthday? March 30th.
Wait, George Bush voted.
March 30th, Vera.
Am I on this anymore?
Yes, you are, unfortunately.
Okay. I don't know on this.
Ow!
Go ahead. Go ahead. I know you want to sing a little more. Go ahead.
Ow. Okay. Should I sing Meow Mix again? What does everyone want to hear?
I believe in life after love.
Meow Mix is good.
That's a good one.
How.
This one's for Griselda's pussy.
Okay. Do it.
I'm doing it, honey. Here we go.
If I could turn back now. Meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, please, don't bludgeon me. Don't bludgeon me. Don't electroshock me. Oh, help. Help, God, I'm in here. I see the Eggman. Oh, no, anything but the waterboarding. Don't waterboard me, honey.
Mama used to dance with the money.
Not another Meow Mix. Anything but that.
But whatever he could.
Electrocute my labia, but please, not the Meow Mix with the Sawyer.
Get off this trash over here.
Bring a little gospel. Give a couple bottles of Dr. Good.
They call us.
Get three fresh apples.
Are you teaching the switch up tomorrow at 4:30?
3 o'clock, honey.
3 o'clock. Damn. See, I'll be
it's
with.
No worries. It's only an hour, though. You can do it.
No, I'll be at spin class with the people.
You'll be spinning your giant. You'll be grinding your giant into a seat.
Yeah, I've never done an hour and a half. Cher, do you ever do that? Do you ever do the videos on the yoga channel or the oxygen channel? It's called Inhale.
Oh, is that with that guy?
Steve Rosh.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never done it.
That's really fun. That class is really hard, but he's a dick.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because he's like mean to people. He's like
Von Ki Moon just signed in.
Von Ki Moon.
Sometimes people need a little negative reinforcement.
Yeah, but he can like turn his head. He can like. I can't believe how flexible some yoga people are. Like they can just turn their heads all the way under their vaginas and lick their own asses. Seriously. I mean, how flexible is the human body? I mean, if I wanted to, could I eat out my vagina like this? Seriously.
I think back. If you can't eat out your vagina. It'd be pretty hard to gain that kind of flexibility where you can eat your own vagina out.
Well, that's the point. I thought that was how you find nirvana and everything. I thought that's why it was spiritualist.
But you can get a lot in the hammies, hamstrings.
Hands? With my hands?
Ham hands.
Hammies.
Hammies. Hammies. Hammies.
Now.
Hammies.
How?
Mouses.
How?
Danger of living alone.
How?
Oh.
How? How?
How?
It doesn't look like the death of Mads.
How? This is what I do when I'm not on the show.
Hold on.
How?
What's the name of this yoga pose?
How? How?
Squeeze the asana.
Got a picture.
No, this is Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves asana. Or how?
And this is not going on public access 24.
How asana?
No, we stopped recording. We stopped recording for that. We haven't recorded any of the shows this week.
Cheer pose.
But I'd be happy to record more shows if people will send me some fucking tapes. Hello.
Tapes, people.
Send me some tapes. Actually,
I'll have real jobs.
That's Mark in the corner, not me. This is not Chris, Carino.
Actually, I need somebody to send Chris tapes directly to. Because it doesn't make sense for people to send me tapes when I'm just going to mail them to Chris. Chris needs 5 more tapes. I need about 1,000.
All your listeners are poor.
My listeners aren't poor. If they were poor, would they be able to... If they were poor, would they be able to sit here... at home watching this program all day? They obviously don't need money.
We will get 2-hour marathon.
Andy Vera says buy food.
The wrap up show is going to be on yeastradio.com in a number of minutes. Mere moments.
Hopefully. All right, let me find a Cher song that I can play. We're going to do Dark Lapsy, I think.
Dark Lapsy.
Dark Lapsy, ate and dance and lick my pussy on the stage. Clamp, clamp. Whenever, excuse me. By the way, whenever Cheryl gets here, we're going to actually make the half bleed video. Who's got their goddamn echo on?
Hello?
Nobody ever admits it. Nobody ever admits it.
I don't think it's me.
Okay, it's fine now. As soon as I yell, it goes away. All right, let's see. Dark. God damn it. Dark
lady.
Wouldn't
it be weird to see Wanda all thin?
Yeah, but we're really going to have to work on convincing her. If you see her online, please tell her to come, because she's so lethargic. Do you have a nice place? Can you invite her to stay at your house? Because my house is too messy.
I don't have an extra bed, though. If I had an aero bed.
Don't you have a boy? But can't you let her sleep with the dogs on the floor? With Cheryl?
She can sleep on the floor. I feel bad, though. Bowed.
No, Wanda's seen worse. Wanda's seen much worse.
Papa could do whatever he could.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Okay, I'm playing the song now, so please don't talk over it, and goodbye.
Please don't refer to it as the end of the show.
YeastRadio.com.
Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
The Fortune Queen of New Orleans is brushing her cat and her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, home, James, and he hit the gas. Followed her to some darkened room. She took my money. She said, I'll be with you soon. Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the blue was dawn. Dark lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12. She told me more about me than I knew myself. She dealt two cards, a queen and a three, and mumbled some words that were so strange to me. And then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the cards still stayed black. True to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place, never come back, and forget you ever saw my face. So I ran home and crawled in my bed. I couldn't sleep because of all the things she said. Then I remembered her strange perfume. How I smelled it was in my own room. So I sneaked back and caught her with my man, laughing and kissing till they saw the gun in my hand. The next thing I knew, they were dead on the floor. Dark lady would never turn a corner anymore. Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the brew was done. Dark lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12.
A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is
normal. And then there's going to be a 10-minute meditation segment at the end of the show. And
we're not right away, there's not going to be a live studio audience, but we're thinking in about 2 weeks, if the new format is getting a good response, we're going to start bringing, slowly, we're going to start bringing people into her apartment to watch the show live. And we recommend that you bring, you know, food items, different things for food charities, food programs, a little out of focus there. And so it's going to be a whole new Yeast Radio when you come back. It's going to be called, I think they're going to be changing the name to like Yeast Radio XL, Yeast Radio LX. Yeast Radio LX is better, I think. Anyone that? This chat tech is terrible. This is Lipsy. Lipsy. No one's saying anything. Penis Ether. Penis Ether. So it's going to be a brand new Yeast Radio when you come back. So this is really, right now we're ending like phase. We're ending phase 4, V4 of Yeast Radio, and going into V5, Yeast Radio LX. Bleachers. Yeah, she's going to have bleachers. She's going to be a warm-up comedian. I think Cher's going to do the warm-up segment with the audience. And then it's going to go, from, you know, it's going to branch out from there. There's going to be probably a, she's going to do returning to kind of her roots almost with the cooking segment. If you remember, she did, she opened up her Yeast Radio production office with Les Beans and lesbian yogurt. That's where I was first exposed to Madge, was her video on how to make lesbian licorice flavored yogurt, since licorice is the most lesbian of all the spices. Harpo. Yes, Harpo. Well, it would be Harpo, so it would be like Edge Dam. Which I don't know if we're, I think we need to work on that a little bit. Cheryl's permanently banned from the program, and right now I'm actually in the process of going through all the archives at eastradio.org, and I'm cutting out Cheryl's voice from all the previously recorded shows and then reassembling and put them back. So anytime like Cher spoke or was a guest on the show previously, you'll hear just, you hear different sounds instead of Cheryl's voice. She's permanently banned. Any references to whorehole.org are also being cut. But I think today was a good show. I was worried about Madge a little bit, having fallen on the floor there. And she does live alone. I don't know if she had an emergency button within reach. I don't know if it was, again, something with her right ankle. She's been having problems with that, I know, because of the weight. Although she did say she lost 4 pounds, so that's going to take a little bit of the weight load off the knees and ankle cartilage. But there was, that was a pretty nasty fall she took there. What up, Jaime? What up, Jaime? How sad about Cheryl. Never mind. Ban Ki Moon. And I would imagine that Madge is still lying there right now. I would imagine she's going to be lying there all weekend until the workers come in to redo the set. And other than that, there was a talk about Griselda's grotesque obesity, which is, I would say it's on a Scoble level. And Bicycle Mark came in, and he told us a lot. We talked about Jerusalem. We talked about the recent shooting in Jerusalem. We also discussed in depth the potential for a new caucus here in Michigan. We had a primary, the delegates were counted, but now there's a big push on for a new caucus. We talked about McCain's visit to George Bush and the hugging, and like the McCain, he pressed that lump on his face right into Bush's face, and so they kind of, they held that for about 45 seconds in front of the cameras, and to get Bush's endorsement for the coming campaign. And what else did we talked about? Pacific Northwest lumbering, logging, and the potential for dike employment there. And tell me, fuck it anyway. Like Cher, it was Gushy the Lump, naked hugging. I don't understand any of this. I think this is, I'm guessing a lot of these people are, I think they're just in the wrong chat room. I think they're looking for, they're probably looking for that, like one of those tech shows, like Kanka Lewis on Tech, like Kanka Lewis presents Bathing Suits I've Worn and for Sale, and Tummy Tuck for Griselda. And before that, I know that she brought on Trotsky to redo his tie. Trotsky seems to be just, he just is in heaven every day, because he digs around in that pile, all the many multiple piles that make up Madge's living situation. He can find, you know, you find mice. One day he found a possum. That was a fun day when Trotsky found the possum there in the mess. I'm sure there's all kinds of, like, ground up Cheetos and, like, a couple of those Hungry Man dinners that have just been left to thaw out, and the plastic kind of came up on the corn edge, so Trotsky can get right in there. He finds just all kinds of treasures there in Madge's apartment. He would be long. He would be long, too. He would be long, too. So it's just a full show, a full wrap-up, a wonderful wrap-up to this new era in Yeast Radio. And after a week of absence, Madge is going to go in for a number of waxings and a number of rubbings and smearings, and they're going to lance a few things off of her thighs. And she's going to be coming back pretty strong with a new set, new format. I think there's going to be an in-house band, and it's going to be great. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us here on Sirius Satellite Radio. And, you know, please keep believing. Please subscribe to Madge TV, Madge TV In Demand, Madge TV On Demand. It can be found at insanefilms.com. And I'd like to thank you for joining us. I'm going to sign off now, and I'm going to do some work. Thank you. And this is how we do this.